Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Gary Saar, president of the James River Humane Society Board. And Gary, welcome back to our show.
Well, thanks for having me, Warren. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking some time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. For those new to the show, we have a member of the James River Humane Society join us every month on the last Friday or the first Friday of the month. And Gary is in today to talk to us a little bit about the happenings at the James River Humane Society. But today we wanted to go over this list, Gary, of why it's not the best idea to give an animal for a Christmas gift. And there's plenty of reasons for that.
There is. And, you know, I'll just hit on a few, but yeah. It just isn't the thing to do.
Yeah.
Gifting a family member or a friend with a 10 to 20 year commitment to a live animal is not something one should do, you know, impulsively. It requires some thought, and it's rare for people to plan well in advance to acquire a pet during the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's much more common for people to have planned well to add a pet to the family at virtually any other time of the year other than the holiday, which is the way to do it, of course.
Right, right.
You know, the holidays are crazy enough without bringing in a new pet that requires a great deal of time and attention from his new family. Mm-hmm. It's everyone's best interest to wait for a less busy and exciting time of the year to bring a new cat or dog or any type of pet home.
Yeah.
Also, during the winter months, you know, the weather can be very brutal. And if you brought this new puppy or maybe even older dog home that's not house trained, it's tough to do it in the winter months. And so it's better to wait till it's a little bit warmer weather. Of course, many of the dogs at the shelter are house trained, so
right. They
would be, you know, a good selection in the colder months.
Yeah.
But not during Christmas.
Yeah, you pointed it out, Gary. It's thinking about it. It's introducing this new living creature into your home, and during the holidays, that can be hard to do. And working with that animal,
yeah, it is, and it's, you know, it's hard on the animal also.
Yes,
this is a new environment. It's stressful for him.
Very, very stressful.
He's probably been at the shelter for a few months, accustomed to that life, and now he's thrown into this family with all kinds of things going on with Christmas company,
yeah.
The Christmas dinner, the little kids chasing him around the house.
Right.
It's not a good time.
Yes, not very good at all.
So pets should not be a surprise.
Yeah.
In my experience, it's best to let a prospective pet owner, no matter what age, be very engaged every step of the way in scheduling a new pet and preparing in advance for the homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a pet for a child shouldn't be viewed as a new toy.
No.
Because they're just not. That's not the way it works.
Yeah, you don't adopt a kid on a whim because you all of a sudden want a child, and then just they adapt immediately. That's
right.
Not how that works.
That's right. And, you know, many people think, well, I'm going to get a I mean, that's not just for Christmas, but
yes, right.
For, you know, Bobby or Sue, it'll be a good learning experience, and yeah. They'll take care of the pet. Well, mom and dad usually end up doing it anyway.
Yes.
You know, so
right.
That's not a good reason either.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you visit our shelter or any shelter, as far as that goes, and we get whim that this is probably going to be a surprise Christmas gift, we're probably going to discourage you. So
right.
If we haven't convinced you not to wait, what's the next thing you will probably do? Well, my guess is you'll probably visit a pet store.
Yes, right.
And, you know, when you visit a pet store, the amount of money you're going to fork out for this pet's probably about four times what you would pay at the shelter.
Yeah.
And not only that, where did this little dog or cat come from? More than likely, a puppy mill.
Yep.
We've all heard those stories. It's a terrible place. So, you know, anytime you buy an animal at pet store, you just encourage these puppy mills to stay in business
right. And
do their thing. And it's a horrific experience for the animals.
So keep that in mind as Christmas comes closer. No surprise pet gifts. Keep that in mind. I think, Gary, what we would say is if they did want to do something along the lines of pets, maybe encourage them to make a donation to the James River Humane Society.
We
or
always
something.
Like that.
Yeah, that'll help
we
out
don't
greatly.
Don't discourage that.
President Gary Saar with the James River Humane Society Board right now on Let's Talk About It. Gary, you also have a couple of animals you
do
want
to
highlight.
I'd like to highlight a couple of animals today. We're going to start with a dog. We're going to start with Ebony. And Ebony's 2 years old. Oh. It's a lab pit cross, female. Ebony came to us from the city pound. And this is a very good-looking, very, very nice girl. Yeah. She's spayed, had all her shots, of course, and she's ready to go. So check her out. But let's not get her for Christmas morning.
There you go. Exactly.
All right?
Yes.
And then let's talk about a cat. We have Cece. Cece's a female. 1.5 years old. Cece's light gray tabby. She still has her claws. And, of course, she is spayed and had all her shots also. And she gets along with the other cats. And she also came to us from the pound. Mm-hmm. So there again, she would make somebody a very, very nice cat.
Absolutely.
But just, let's not do it Christmas morning.
That's the constant reminder. Not during Christmas. Yeah. But, hey, I mean, maybe for the gift, you take them and you meet the animals, if you've talked about it and thought about it, it could be a good gift, but you're just saying need them to think about this before
maybe
making a commitment.
Maybe you have this little shoebox with a little note stating after Christmas.
There you go.
There we go. We're going to get you. We're going to get you Cece.
Exactly. So those are a couple of the animals. And of course, Gary, you guys have ways they can read about and view all these other animals that are at the shelter
too,
right?
Yeah, they go online, We try to keep that as current as possible.
Right.
And just take a peek. And everybody's welcome to come out.
For sure.
And visit us. Our hours in the morning are from 9:30 to 11:30. And in the afternoon, 5:30 to 6:30. And we're open 7 days a week.
Absolutely. All volunteer run, relying on donations and volunteers. And that brings me to this next thing too. Gary, you have a bake sale coming up here at the Buffalo Mall this weekend.
We do. We have it tomorrow at Buffalo Mall. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to do a little baking for us, we'd certainly appreciate that. Yeah. And if you do, please have your goodies to the mall between 9 and 9:30 so we can get them priced and displayed.
Yeah.
As far as the bake sale itself goes, it's running from 10 to 2. So come out and take care of your sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And help out the James River Humane Society while you do it. And Gary, we approach even closer to the end of the year 2019, and we'll head into 2020 very soon. And you wanted to take some time to thank those who have helped the shelter along the way.
Yes. Yeah. I just wanted to thank everybody in the community for supporting us. This community does a great job supporting us, and we very much appreciate that. I haven't got the final call yet, but when it comes to adoptions this year, it's going to run over 200 with the cats and dogs combined. And if we didn't exist, what would happen to these animals? I don't even want to think about it, but the only way we do exist is from your continued support. So thanks a great deal. We all appreciate it.
Yeah, and we hope it continues into 2020 and beyond for sure.
We certainly do.
Excellent. Gary, if people have questions about what we've talked about today, getting a bake sale item, what the shelter needs for as far as donations or anything like that, what are some ways you would encourage them to reach out to you to give that help?
Well, as far as donations go, down at Hugo's, mm-hmm. Hugo's has a box. You know, you can always use cleaning supplies. That's a big help. But just about anything you can think of, dog or cat related, we can use. So, we appreciate any of that help. You can drop stuff out at the shelter.
Yep.
Our little banks around town, you can donate that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, the postman delivers to us, so put a big check in the mail.
That would help out a lot as well, yes, if you're considering your Christmas giving. So,
absolutely.
Gary, thank you again for everything in 2019, and we look forward to chatting to you guys in 2020.
Well, thank you for having me.